Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do. Lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. That is a Rumble feed. You can check us out on social media platforms. Subscribe to that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page as well. One more time. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, because the show is growing in such an exceptional way across the boards, it's getting to the point now where I'll pay attention to social media platforms the best that I can, but for a better way of getting a hold of us, it's better for you to just call in, because for me to respond, it's just getting, we're way beyond that. I'm getting about 300 emails, 200-300 emails a day, phone calls, texts. We're getting called up right now. I just got a phone call this morning about going to Michigan for a week. That will probably be in March. Just got another phone call after that, literally about 2 to 3 minutes after that, talking about doing 2 to 3 days in the state of Minnesota, which we're more than happy to do. As you well know, in January, we're going to be in California. We're being called up there, as well as South Dakota in February. So we're stacking them up, folks, and we're doing our best to accommodate at every given turn. So if I can just suggest one more time, if you want to book us, now is the time to do it. For the latter part of the winter here, namely March, April, May, we're going to be out on the East Coast putting together a television program. And if you would like to be a part of that, please consider being a son or a daughter of Liberty. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and consider supporting us and keeping us out there. Our sponsors are the people that we sow into, period. Our sponsors are those that keep us out there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. So, folks, you just heard during the intro into the show here, again from the media, just shooting from the hip, that the new $1.7 trillion bill, which wasn't, they weren't given the nod by the American people. They just went and did it regardless. They've been doing this for decades in this country. It's not that they're working for the people. It's working for an agenda that means to roll over the American people in tearing down the Constitution in hopes of recreating one just like a new world order global image. I didn't say it. Every president has said it. Their actions speak way louder than their words because of what they're signing on to. But you heard during the teeing up of the show here, friends, that the European borders are secure from that $1.7 trillion bill that this criminal, this treasonous criminal in the People's White House signed on to. the borders are secure in Europe, but it's going to be easier for drug dealers to bring in fentanyl into America. Why? Because there's not funds available to keep our borders secure. Again, it comes back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. You say, well, Bradley, that's just not where we're at right now. Oh, let me tell you, that's where we're at right now. We are being invaded. Your country is being given over to a foreign people. Exactly the way that the Lord said that would happen if we failed to keep his commandments, Deuteronomy 1 through 6. Read it when you get a moment. The Bible says, in contrast to that, as a positive to those that obey, and we obey because we see what Jesus did for us on the cross. We don't do what we do to get saved. We do what we do because we're saved. Okay. But Proverbs 7 tells us, keep my commandments and live. Okay. You don't want to keep his commandments and live? Guess what? You're going to fall to the judgments and die. And that's exactly what's happening. But check this out on social media platforms. This is being promulgated by another propaganda outlet called Bloomberg.com. And what is it telling us? U.S. immigrants generate 36% of nation's innovation study finds. 36% of nation's innovation. What is that? Well, that's propaganda. They're trying to browbeat you into submission, into believing that it's all over, when in fact it's not. I read the founding documents quite a bit. Every night of my life, I'm in the Word of God. And with that said, I'm reading a book right now concerning what it took to establish our country during the founding era. Did you know that, for example, the British were 6-1 over the colonies? 6-1. Do you know that there was 13 colonies? Do you know that there was 56 signers and all odds were against them? Do you know that there was their appeal was to heaven, to the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, no king but King Jesus? And do you know that because they were willing to obey, the Bible is clear when it says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. This was before we were established. Friends, we are established. And I've said in the past, and I say again, when you read Joshua 22, it tells us that we're to keep the commandments of the Lord to dispossess our enemies. And when you possess the land into dispossessing our enemies, we're supposed to keep the commandments as well. And we are supposed to be vigilant concerning the freedoms that we have fought for. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we've been given all power over the enemy. Luke 10:19, and if we're willing to do it in our time, the Lord will do the same thing. He has not changed. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Hey, folks, he is the governor of the nations. The government is upon his shoulders, and it was him and his son that said to us, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Here, I want to do this. I just want to go over to John really quick, and I want you to just put this in light of the finite minds of man in light of Scripture. And there are also many things which Jesus did that which, if they should be written, every single one that Jesus did, well, he was here on earth, the incarnate Son of God. I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. And then Jesus says to us, after that was written, John 21, verse 25, he says to you and me, he says, now you go about and do what I called you to do. And he says, greater works will you do. Okay? And if you put that in, again, the light of Scripture, friends, it was the Lord that said, call unto me and I will answer. What an opportunity listen to me. What an opportunity the obedient to the faith have in seeing the Lord God of heaven, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, move on their behalf. I'm anticipating it with great anticipation. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty here. Now, folks, I just want to make clear, I'm always talking to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. I'm always talking to those that hear. If I'm preaching the Word of God, the promises of Christ Jesus are yes and amen in Him. Okay? If you don't have ears to that, you're going to make excuses as to why things are the way that they are, and you're going to expose yourself, and many of you do that. Okay? But the Bible is very clear about leading us a seed in the New Testament. And as Isaiah had said before, except the Lord of Sabbath had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and had been like unto Gomorrah. In other words, in the midst of hopelessness, the Lord establishes the righteous. It talks about this in the book of Romans as well. What the disobedient do and what the obedient do. It's very clear in Isaiah 3:10 where it tells us, say ye to the righteous. That's who I'm speaking to when I'm talking about winning their country back. I'm not talking to those that are going to sit there and make excuses as to why they are where they're at. Hey, you know what? I just seen a post this morning, and it's very applicable to this conversation, and I posted it. And I want you to hear carefully. This was Hannibal, who said this B.C., before Christ, when he was leading a Carthaginian army through to the Romans to conquer them, okay? Which was completely impossible. The Romans never expected it in a million years. Just like the Pharaoh across the sea, the king of England, the tyrant that would not be ruled by God, laughed at the colonies, in the 13 colonies, in the 56 signers, and the less than 3%. But the Lord had a different plan, didn't He? For those that have ears to hear, listen, if you cannot find a way, then you need to make a way. That is faith, because faith is an enemy to reason. And those that are born of the Spirit of God, you are going to overcome because you have that faith. 1 John 5:2. Okay? Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Okay? Now I want to tell you who that applies to. those that are actually doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. When you get into a conversation with people and they claim to be Christians and everything that comes out of their mouth is a but, because they don't have the Spirit of Christ, they're telling you that they don't have the Spirit of Christ. Because when you're led of the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, you see things as the Lord sees them. You continuously make reference to His Word and not the word of reprobate fallen man. When you hear all the buts, folks, there's enough buts out there to fill arenas all over this country concerning those that profess to be Christians. But that's not what faith sees. Faith sees the answer. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And if we're in the will of God, folks, regardless if people want to see it for what it is or not, it doesn't matter. The Lord said it, and if He said it, that settles it. And if it settles it with us in our heart, we can laugh at opposition. But I'll tell you what, folks, we need to separate ourselves from those that call themselves Christians and don't act accordingly. It was King David that rightly said this. He said he was a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Those that are keeping the precepts of the Lord, that which is the Lord has entrusted unto us, I'll tell you what, that have been through hell and high water, and they have seen that the Lord, no matter how much water came upon them, they did not fall to the waves or the tumultuousness of those storms or the fire. Read Isaiah 43, you'll understand what I'm talking about. They do not touch you, though you have to go through trials and tribulations to get to the other side. I want to say this as well to those that profess to be Christians. If you're going to, the Bible says that we're ministers of the flames of fire. Hebrews 1:7 also makes a reference of it in the book of Psalms. But if you're going to endure the flame and you want to bring the fire, you better understand the first thing I said, that you're going to have to endure the flame. And we are witnesses of the resurrection. We are not witnesses of the written word. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Our whole testimony is premised upon what the Lord has done through us. As a matter of fact, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said in the book of Romans, the end of Romans, he just said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. You know, I'm humored when people say, you know, I just don't believe that. I just don't believe that. And yet they call themselves believers. It doesn't make any sense, folks. That's why the world looks at you as a reproach in many cases. Because you claim to be a believer, and then when it's for you to prove the God of Israel, where the Lord said to me, I call unto me. He said, call unto me and prove me now in this, the Lord saith. In Scripture, Isaiah 45, right? No, that's the furthest thing from people. And I'll tell you what, you always know a Christian by who he goes to when he needs something. Because the Lord does create dependency. John 6:35 says that we feed on the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. Is that where we go for all things? Is that who we go to when we're in trouble? Is that who we go to when we're sick? When we have needs? Because if you go to the arm of the flesh, no wonder why you don't believe the things of the Spirit. Because you're cursed. You're not a believer. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. We in this house believe the Lord, and we go to Him for all things at all times, in all places. And the Bible tells us that we're supposed to call upon Him in all things at all times, in all places. And it shows you as to who people turn to, as to who they serve, friends. And it's time we get this right. It truly is. I want to get over to this. Everyone is guilty except when it comes to the guilty. And I think it's important for people to understand what a prophetic ministry looks like. Because I learned this every day of my life as well. I had shared with you sometimes social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I had told you that the mainstream media in the state of Minnesota here and across the country declared Donald Trump as the leader of the coup. I'm showing you this right now. This just happens to be from the Atlantic. There's several articles proving the point. He's the leader of the coup, okay? And you remember how they were all talking about how they're going to do an inquisition, a criminal inquisition, and they're going to subpoena Trump for January 6th. And I told you that they were enticed by Trump. Remember, Donald Trump enticed them to come to Washington, D.C. Just looking at the fruit here, Matthew 7:16. And I don't know what people don't understand about this. This is about as easy as it gets. I mean, as if to suggest this guy was put in place to actually make America great again, when in fact, if you paid attention to everything he did, almost literally, he did just the exact opposite of what he said, and I can prove it. 1-866-582-9933. I'll show you the articles for those that still want to refuse the truth. But do you remember when this all came out? And I told you that it was going to come to nothing. The leader of the coup, Donald Trump, who allured, enticed these people to come to Washington, D.C., who promised that he was going to lead them to the Capitol, which he did not do, by the way. They were led by FBI informants and paid provocateurs. Anybody, folks, I have yet to find anybody in a conversation that has not acknowledged that January 6th was completely orchestrated from start to finish. And what I don't understand is the person that enticed them to come in the first place, they don't see what his part was to play in all of this. They were enticed by Trump to come to D.C. Once they got there, they were led by an FBI informant to what? To a place of entrapment. Once they were entrapped on the way to the Capitol, what happened? Those paid provocateurs began to attack the people, the patriots. And in attacking the patriots, this is all on film, by the way. Go to Gateway Pundit. They did a fantastic video documentary. And it will show you who the responsible party is. They were enticed, they were led, they were entrapped, and then they were attacked. They were accused of the crimes that the D.C. police, the FBI informants, and those paid provocateurs were guilty of committing against those innocent people. Like I said, I've never had a conversation where people didn't already acknowledge this. But I told you it would come to nothing. Did I not tell you that it would come to nothing? It's important you pay attention to what I'm saying to you right now. It's important that you pay attention to the details. This January 6th committee just dropped Trump's subpoena as it winds down. Wow. Just think, none of this would have happened if Trump would have taken that DOJ, which he said was his, which he said he could do whatever he wanted with. Just think if he had prosecuted and drained the swamp the way that he promised that he would. None of this would have happened. But did he do it? Nope, he did just the exact opposite. I want you to see this because I'm going to piggyback on this on the next segment. January 6th just dropped the committee. I'm sorry, January 6th committee just dropped Trump's subpoena as it winds down. Now keep in mind, friends, I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue. Everybody's been prosecuted except Trump. Just wait a second. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pele has died. He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970. He helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pele had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, heart, and kidney problems. He was 82. The East Coast and the Heartland are pretty much back to winter normal, but the West Coast is getting another atmospheric river, a massive amount of rain that will eventually drench the entire coast, according to Bob Orvik at the National Weather Service.
The Pacific Northwest, coastal areas of Washington, Oregon, all the way southward into northern to central California. Eventually it gets all the way south to southern California as we get on into the end of the weekend.
Southwest Airlines is promising to do what it can to compensate passengers for the thousands of canceled and delayed flights over the past week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yeah, I was just saying during the break to my social media platform friends, is, you know, regardless if you agree with what we're talking about or not, the fact is we have the facts and we have the fruit. The only thing that you have is speculation in hopes of propping up something that you can't prove. Hey, folks, facts are stubborn things. They really are. And whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passions, they cannot alter the state of facts, evidence, nor is the lawless stable than the fact. We hold to the law here. I challenge you. I can't see everybody on social media platforms. If you'd like to call in, the number's 1-866-582-9933. And challenge what we're sharing with you. Jude 3 and 4. Sorry. I'm getting my youth talk in there. I said Dude 3 and 4. Forgive me. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that all those patriots were enticed by Trump to come to D.C. He promised he was going to lead them to the Capitol, which he did not. They were led by FBI informants where they were entrapped. Then they were attacked and then accused of the crimes that they were guilty of committing. And that's why we named the show Everyone is Guilty Except When It Comes to the Guilty. When are the American people going to hold these people accountable for all of this? This whole narrative is set to what? Attack right-wing extremists. They are creating enemies of the state in a lawless sense. They don't have any facts, just like so many other things that they do lawfully, to prove the purpose or implementations of the things that they do. They don't have the law behind them, friends. So, in saying that, I also highlighted the fact during the first segment, friends, that Trump's plans for a coup are now public. This went across the nation that he was the leader of the coup. I told you that it was going to come to nothing. The January 6th committee drops Trump's subpoena as it winds down. But what I want you to keep in mind, though, friends, is a whole lot of people have been charged and sentenced for being there when they have every right in the world to be there. According to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, they have a redress of grievances. They're not responsible for the crimes that they're accusing the American people of. This is the folks, this is one of the oldest tricks in the books when it comes to dictatorships. Why do you think they've kept this whole January 6th committee alive? To continuously browbeat the American people into submission to their dictatorial commands. No! We know what this is, and what's sad about it is most of the American people do as well. The New York Times, the January 6th committee withdrew its subpoena of Donald Trump after running out of time to obtain his documents or testimony. Also, they ran out of time. They didn't have the time to gather all the evidence against Donald Trump, just like I told you. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. That's exactly what they're doing. It's a communist manifest. It's a communist manifest tactic. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. They create the problems. They bring in their political answers. They gain another foothold to the Hegelian dialect, right? And what do? The American people sit back and say, who's our next political hero? I would suggest that you go back and learn from our forefathers. You make your appeal to heaven. Because these people, they deliver up a hero every single time you need it, said Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason. Every time you need a hero, here comes another politician that looks just like a hero. Not saying any names, Ron DeSantis. Not saying any names, Kristi Noem. Not saying any names, Matt Gaetz. The list goes on, folks. And what do? Absolutely nothing. What is happening? Read Psalm 12:8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. So and another thing to think about here, too, is Joe Biden just hates Donald Trump so much. Well, then why didn't he make sure that Donald was prosecuted for being the leader of the coup? Because he's not. He's the leader of the opposition that's controlled. Hey, folks. All the media outlets, what are they doing? They're consolidating more power concerning the narrative. They can't handle opinion, friends. They don't want opinion. They want to drive the narrative. And it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. I got a question for you, and I got to go back to Scripture really quick, and I'm going to get back to this, and I'm going to show you some more. Psalm 94:20, King James Version. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, Americans? That's not the purpose of government, just the exact opposite. Which frameth mischief by a law. Here, what am I talking about? Well, do you know that at this point, this was 1 year ago. This is 1 year ago, according to the NPR.org, another propaganda outlet. At this point, more than 725 people have been arrested in connection with the Capitol riots. At least 165 have pleaded guilty, 145 of them to be misdemeanors, and the rest felons. Did you hear what I said? Donald Trump gets a pass. He's the leader of the coup. I'm just going to keep saying this until you finally get it. Donald Trump is the leader of the coup. They didn't have resources or time, so they're dropping the charges against Donald Trump. Again, just like I said they would. It's clockwork. Hey, folks, just play it out. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. 725 people arrested, 165 pleaded guilty, probably because they wanted a plea bargain because they weren't guilty, but if they didn't do it, they would get more time because they were going to be accused of the crimes that they weren't guilty of, and they all the while knew it, just like they do, and 145 of them to misdemeanors and the rest felons. How many have been sentenced now for the Capitol riots, and yet Donald Trump is getting a pass? The January 6th committee withdrew its subpoena of Donald Trump after running out of time to obtain his documents or his testimony. They ran out of time. They didn't make it a priority. I thought Donald Trump was the problem. No, he was the lead man. That's what he was. That's exactly what he was, and that's exactly what he is. I told my wife today, I said, you know, when you look at a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton or a Bill Clinton or a George Bush, you can see them for who they are. They're not very good liars. And yet the only people they're conning is themselves and those that think it's funny that they're the clowns that they are, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, yet the people don't realize the joke's on them. And I'm talking to the American people now. I know that bothers you, but it's the truth. You can go ahead and make fun of them all day long if you want to. The fact of the matter is the joke's on you, America. Here, let me show you also simultaneously what happened, because the message here is they are browbeating Americans, and they want you to know that if you dare stand up and exercise your God-given right when it comes to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, this is what's going to happen to you. Amendment 1, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Everything that they're pushing on the American people is fabricated, contrived. And you know what, Americans? You know it. Do you think that if they're going to do it to these 100 and some people, 145 people, hang on a second, 145 of them that have been charged with misdemeanors and or felons, and at least 165 that have pleaded guilty, do you think that this isn't going to come to your front door? You got another thing coming, folks, because that's what it's all aimed at. It's all aimed at shutting you down. It's aimed at shutting your mouth. The message is how dare you stand up against our government? And that's exactly how they're acting. They're a government unto themselves. I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about good government. We love the institution of government here. It's God ordained. 1825. Exodus. Read it. Listen to what Truman said, and I'm going to show you another scenario that simultaneously just took place at the same exact time. Okay? And it's all designed to confuse. Daniel 9:7. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, that's me and you, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive means. In other words, it's going to get worse, not better, if you let it go. Until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Isn't that the message they're sending Americans? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Here, let me show you something. I want you to see this. In Michigan, look at this. This is just today. The Wall Street Journal, another propaganda outlet, all controlled by the CIA, like the six corporations that bleed out their propaganda. Delaware man is sentenced to plot in kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Wow! A man was sentenced in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, notice the timing. Oh, did you notice this? This is Axios. Co-leader in Whitmer kidnapping plot sentenced to more than 19 years. Everybody listening, folks? Hey, you know what? You know what this is? This is an insult to the exasperated American. That's exactly what this is. This is an insult to the face of the American people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired of the propaganda that they spew out. The CIA narrative is there to defend themselves concerning their crimes against the American people, and we all know it. Oh, if that's not the case, read the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers went through the same exact thing. Not to the extent that you've allowed it to go, though. They didn't put up with it. But look at this. Co-leader in Whitmer kidnapping plot sentenced to more than 19 years in prison. Everybody hearing that? Wow. Wow, isn't that crazy? Do you remember when the one of the heads of the CIA said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you? Oh, I'm sorry, the American version of the Gestapo? No. I'm talking about the CIA. You know who said that? Joseph Mengele. The more we do to you, the less you believe it is us doing it to you. This is why we need to wake up. Oh, this whole scenario with Gretchen Whitmer. Isn't it interesting how the FBI got pulled out of these sentences that have just taken place when, in fact, their fingerprints are all over it? I'll show it to you in a minute. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah, you know what? We were warned by the father of the Constitution, James Madison, over 200 years ago that if tyranny or oppression ever came into this country, it was going to come into the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And we see what happened after September 11th. It was the American people that were defined as the domestic terrorists. Had nothing to do with the Muslims. Any of those that were subversive to American government, it did not address. It addressed those that believed in God and those that were here because they loved America and were willing to uphold the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. This we all know. This we all know. And they're just given enough time to raise up another generation to indoctrinate them into believing that anybody that stands up against their tyrannies, that they're enemies of the state, when in fact they're the patriots. Okay? And it's what we have to get back to. It's not for the adults to lay onto the children what it is for the adults to take responsibility for, friends. It's just that simple. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I just showed you during the break and before the break how men are being sentenced for the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Okay. Now, I want you to see this because Involve wrote, stunning report reveals FBI was entirely behind plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer to pin it on, guess who? Right-wing extremists. Folks, a right-wing extremist are those that believe in God and uphold the law. That's what a right-wing extremist. And by the way, since when did it become an extreme position to uphold the laws found in the Constitution that all of those that are naming us right-wing extremists, isn't it for them to uphold the same law that I'm supposed to uphold? The difference is they are not, and I am. There is no left wing. There is no right wing. We are ruled by law in this country for the first time listeners. There is no right. There is no left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. So I just highlighted the fact that the FBI was entirely behind plot, in Volve wrote. Now, I want you to think about this, because when it comes to the plot of the kidnapping of Michigan's tyrant, Gretchen Whitmer, and she is a witch, literally, friends, she is a witch. She ran her last campaign on selling herself on the murder of children and stealing children through something called Prop 3. And her commercial was premised on a Ouija board. Kid you negative. She's the one that said, "Make America Great Again, Planned Parenthood." Don't tell me the people reelected her. Don't tell me the people put her in office in the first cycle. Okay? But when it comes to Michigan's tyrant, Gretchen Whitmer, it's quite obvious as to what was transpiring after she was dethroned on two different occasions for her unconstitutional edicts by the state Supreme Court. Somehow she had to, or somehow had to help her get out of that position by placing her in the place of the victim. And before the weekend passed, folks, before the weekend was passed, Friday, Michigan dethroned her, the Supreme Court did, said everything she did constitutionally concerning the whole pandemic was unconstitutional and she didn't have the authority to do it. Before the end of the weekend, this FBI engineered plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, friends, was already in play. By Monday, all of a sudden, front page of the paper, she was no longer the tyrant that was dethroned. Now she was the victim. Hey, folks, I've said this so many times. Every time I speak publicly, learn this. What they do is they attack. They pull your hair. They slap your face. And when the media gets into play, they play the victim. That's totalitarianism. That's what you're seeing right here. Okay? Red Voice Radio reported the FBI invented the conspiracy to kidnap Whitmer, motion claims. Lawyers representing the five men who have been charged with the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are asking a judge to dismiss all charges by claiming that the FBI fabricated the entire plan in an attempt to trap them in a conspiracy. Boy. Did you hear that through the mainstream media? Yeah, you did. You want to know why you knew that? Because I highlighted it. FBI agents in Whitmer case, kidnap case, arrested following domestic incident. Okay? Look at the guys that they're using, folks. They're using the baser sort, aren't they? 1 Kings 13:33. And it was also reported in the Daily Mail, the five men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer want charges dismissed because FBI invented conspiracy. And informants funded and agitated the movement. They created the problem. They engineered the problem. Do you think that's not what happened in Washington, D.C.? It's the same exact thing that happened. My goodness, folks, there's false flags all over these national events. Time and time again, whenever some sort of national event comes out, you can also find who's responsible for it. Because the minute it happens, the first thing they'll do is tell on themselves, because what they'll do is they'll want to strip you of your rights. What is this? They're browbeating the American people. They're browbeating the American people into believing they better not say nothing and they better not do anything. Folks, that's not what our founding documents say. Matter of fact, I want to tell you something before I get to this next video for you. You have the authority, America, to impeach these clowns for treason. Article 3, Section 3. I'm talking about the guilty. I'm talking about the corrupt. I'm sick and tired of seeing everyone being accused of the crimes that they're guilty of. And they do it constantly. All day long across America, we see all the bad people that are round up, and rightfully so in many cases. If they violate the law, they're going to have to pay the consequence, period. But that law applies to all of us. Isn't it interesting how everybody's guilty except the guilty? And yet, how many times have they been exposed for scandal after scandal, and yet they're there pointing their fingers at you? At you. Once a government is committed to the principles of silencing the opposition, that's me and you Americans, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures. They are going to get worse if you don't put a stop to this. Truman says, in end, until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Listen, it was Thomas Jefferson that said that if we're moved by fear, that is not government. But when the government is afraid of the people, and I'm talking about a diabolical or filial, that's up to them. Fear, that's liberty. And the fact of the matter is what we see is we see everybody's talking, and the problem that we have is nobody's coming together on the same principles that we are commanded by God to come together on. You know what? Our 56 signers, 13 colonies, they were united for the cause. They were united for the cause, principled and premised and predicated on what? That God was. On His Word. You know, I had a guy this morning talk to me, call me up and say, Bradley, he goes, I'm watching this David Barton stuff. And he goes, man, I didn't know that the foundations of this country were premised on the Word of God in our government. It's like, go into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. You'll see Moses and the Ten Commandments. You'll see our politicians, our representative government, limited Americans, put their hands on the Bible. Of course they are. Of course they are. We hear about one nation under God. Look at the state preambles. They all start out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of course they are. That's what's uniting us. And when we unite in Christ the way that the Lord commands us to do, 1 Corinthians 1:10, also Ephesians 4, it's interesting. Once we're united under the umbrella of who we are in Christ, that will expose our enemies and the Lord will deal with them. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Okay? The fact of the matter is, friends, we need to get this right. We need to get back to our foundations. We need to make an appeal to heaven and ask the Lord to show Himself strong on our behalf, period. Period. And see what He won't do for us in this generation, against all odds. Against all odds. And what I want to put that into scope for you. 329.5 million people running away from 1.7% of the population as the mainstream media, like any other dictatorship, tries to make themselves look a lot bigger than what they really are. And that's what they're scared to death of. I'm talking about corruption, Americans. I'm talking about dealing with the corrupt. There's a little leaving in the lump, wickedness. Then guess what? We are to make the whole lump holy. And it's for us to do that. You know, it's interesting. I got some clowns right now on social media. I want to just say this in ending. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who went before you. I would say to those people, we have a greater cause than trying to turn around and pamper your hurt feelings because you don't want to go to the cross of Christ. That's your problem, not mine. We're moving on. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.